Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode has been a hot topic for you guys. Everyone has been asking me about money. I've reached out on my Instagram. A lot of you have come back and said that this is something that you are all stressing about, especially in today's climate. It is definitely the topic that people are either running away from or they're trying to regain control of. So I have sought expert advice as always, and I've reached out to Gareth, who is, if I'm right, part of the Physique Collective, who I think are dominating all industries right now. So I got Gareth to hop on to give his expertise and give his advice. Do you want to give a little introduction to yourself?
Yeah, so obviously I'm Gareth, bit of Jack of all trades. Like you said, I've got a business called the Physique Collective, which is kind of like a fitness industry business, but my main business is one of the main reasons I'm on today is I've got a business called Coach Accounts, which is basically we are an accountancy, a finance accountancy firm specifically working with people within the fitness industry, self-employed, online business individuals, people that operate basically from their house and have online businesses. And yeah, that's basically a breakdown of me. In terms of my experience, believe it or not, I'm not actually an accountant. My business partner, Jamie, and we've got Logan, who's actually sitting next to me right now, is one of our employees. They are the accountants of the firm. Obviously, I'm co-owner with Jamie. I'm actually going through the process doing my financial advisor stuff at the minute. So I've just got that financial advisory background. But suppose like my background is I've been there and done it, wore the t-shirt for employment for working a normal job in the bank. I used to be in the police, believe it or not. I was in the police for 3.5 years. So I've dealt with the stress and the everything that comes with that. And the fact that you're very
Imagine.
underpaid and stuff like that. And then I went self-employed as an online coach. And then opening multiple businesses, like opening a gym, starting a physique collective, etc. So every single stress that you could have with money, I've been there, done it, wore the t-shirt. It's been one of those things. So it's definitely it's a good episode because I say this to people all the time. It doesn't matter what stage you are in your financial kind of career, like where you're at in terms of your earnings, money stress is always going to be there, no matter if you're the millionaire or you're living on the breadline. These people still get money stress, just on different things. So it's actually just about being able to handle that stress more than anything than actually usually the answer most people think is just you need to earn more money. It's not that. That's actually not really going to fix anything because I'll tell you this right now, having earned nothing to quite a bit, being everywhere, still going to be stressed.
Yeah, that's it. And it's the same with, so this is why I wanted to get you on, because there's a few questions that I'm going to ask that are going to hopefully help people into shifting that, into sort of setting them up to start thinking and doing things in the correct way. Now, I apologize. Happens every episode. I have a dog and he likes to make his presence known when I'm doing a podcast.
Something
And
about
he's a mute other than when I do a podcast. So if you hear squeaking in the background, that is Pablo. And anyone who listens to the podcast knows that that's Pablo. So I do apologize. Looking at your content and knowing, like, paying very close attention to sort of how you do things, I feel like when you're an entrepreneur, which is basically who you are, which is very much like me, when you're an entrepreneur, it's not necessarily about the jobs per se. It's finding problems and wanting to fix said problems. And then when you've got that sort of mentality, when it comes to things like, which is why the approach that I'm taking with coaching is that I've come from the fitness industry and I could see a massive gap of people who would sign up for PTs, coaches, and want the external result, bit like money. But the reality was they weren't doing the work. Pablo, stop. It's very annoying. I'm so sorry.
all good.
I see it a lot, and it's the same with money, is the external results is what it's what people tie themselves to. They think that that is what's going to fix the problem, but the reality is it's who they are and the habits that they have and the thought process that they have and the mental states that they have that are essentially going to put them in the position to either be a success in whatever it is that the external thing that they're attaching themselves to, rather than the external thing themselves. And this was why, so I thought that the best bang for people's buck in this episode is for me to actually take the general pop, to take the people who are listening to this, who are potentially starting out their businesses, want to start out their businesses, or you know, maybe they're not starting a business, but financially, like finances is something that stresses them out, and take your expertise and tips and advice that they could then take to potentially change what's going on internally, so that it's hopefully then essentially going to start reflecting in their finances and reflecting in their business. Does that make sense?
Totally. I suppose, obviously, on the self-employment side of things, I get that as well. Like, people obviously stressing about finances, stuff like that. And I suppose you've got a list of questions that we'll go through. But yeah, you're right. A lot of it's just mindset. A lot of it's being an entrepreneur. It's also a lot of it's acceptance. Like, there's a lot of guys out there that will be stressed about money. They'll be entrepreneurs, or they'll be self-employed, and they'll stress about money. And sometimes the harsh reality is it comes with being self-employed.
Yeah.
And it's no great, because obviously it's not giving the people the solution, but sometimes acceptance of you have took the decision to no longer be in your paid salary where you're guaranteed 28th of the month salary, but pays your pension, it pays this, to now seek out this job that you really want to do, that's going to be fantastic and can make you money, and you get to choose your hours and you get to work for what you want. Well, cool, yeah, there's going to be some downsides to that. You're the captain of the ship. And sometimes when stress comes into the business, you're going to feel the full burden of it. And like I said, it's about putting coping mechanisms in place. Like, there's never not going to be a problem. It's always going to be there because you run the ship. It's about being able to cope with it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think it's a difficult one, because it is a very much a matter of you're making this choice. So you take the pros and the cons with that. You know, you're going to be you're never ever going to become self-employed and instantaneously you're going to have money in the bank. In fact, when it comes to setting up businesses, for the first couple of years, potentially it's all going to be a matter of you're putting whatever you've got into it rather than you getting anything back out of it.
You're going to work for nothing at the start, and that's like, yeah. One thing I've learned is I've started businesses in the past to make money. It's the worst thing I've ever done. Now that sounds really like I'm trying to be a great person. Everyone starts business to make money. Of course we do.
Yeah.
Of course we do. But this right now, when it comes to my business, I'm pushing them, like, the last thing I'm thinking about is the money, because anytime I become really, really money driven, my mind goes off actually what the best thing for the business is. And like you said, start thinking about those external factors. Oh, I need to hit this figure. I need to, I can't wait to can buy this. Whereas when you're in business, especially at the very, very start, do it for the love of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you want to make some money at it, but I also need to accept that, like, I always tell people when they're trying to work out their business, you need to figure out what you're worth. What are you worth per hour? What's your hourly rate? In your first year of business, you're going to be worth like half the minimum wage per hour, because you're going to be putting in more. You're going to be putting in stupid amount of hours for very little return.
Yeah,
but that's all 4 and 5 years time, 3 years time, or whatever. You're going to be making a good amount per hour, a very, very good amount, more than you could ever make for being employed. But it's accepting at the start. Yeah, if you average it out, you're probably worth like £2 an hour or something like that with the amount of hours you're doing. But it's it's just about being able to accept it and manage it. And also not making stupid decisions once you have one or two good things happen in your business, which obviously helps with the financial stress, because it's very, very common in this industry, especially if there's anyone listening in the fitness industry. It's a stupidly lucrative market. Like, the amount of money in that fitness industry is obscene, having been in it for years and seen it and worked with clients in it. But it's also a seasonal business, in the sense that January is a good month, your April, May is a good month because people book summer holidays. November, December is dreadful. August is dreadful because people finish their summer holidays. And a lot of coaches who live on impulse and are very, very dopamine driven and just want quick hits, when they have their good months, they'll spend as if that's their every single month income. And then they wonder why they get stressed in August when the clients drop. And you're like, well, that amount you earned in April, you should have planned for it. So it's also just about understanding your business and what it's going to be throughout the year.
Yeah, amazing. So I think the first question I'm going to sort of dive into is, let's go off the back of that topic right there and say for it, because there are a lot of people who listen to the podcast are from the fitness industry, or they are potentially already coaches in some form, or PTs, or, you know, along those lines. And They are currently in a position where they are not the best when it comes to their finances. They are relying on the seasons rather than, you know, planning for the long haul. What advice could you give to them to set themselves up better so that they're less stressed throughout the year financially?
Put yourself as an employee of your business. I do this with all our clients all the time, because like if anyone's known the fitness industry, like I've said, it's very seasonal. You get good months, bad months. A lot of coaches will do monthly recurring revenue. Some will do upfronts. And that'll apply to every business, I suppose. But what people do is they'll treat it as if my business, let's just give it a big number. Let's say a business makes £70,000 a year. They will see their own personal earnings as £70,000 a year. You need to treat yourself as an employee in your business, because you need to know that, because you know that there's going to be good months, bad months. You need to sit down and go, how much do I need to live every year? What do I need personally, comfortably to live, invest back in the business and be comfortable? So if we know you make £70,000 a year, I might sit down with the client and be like, well, I need 35 a year to live. Fantastic. Right. 35 a year is so much a month, divided by 12. Right, that's your salary every month. That's all you get paid personally. Now, they might go, I earn more than that. I can live it. I can earn more. I get to enjoy that. I'm going, yes. In the good months, you'll feel like you've maybe not got as much money. But by being strict and being very strict on it and making sure you don't go over, on the bad months, you're going to have more than enough to cover your normal salary. So self-employed people are dreadful for this. And I didn't take offense to it, if anyone's listening who is you won't pay yourself a salary. You'll start paying yourself just random amounts every month. The amount of times I see people was like £500 here, £100 here, £200 here. It's like, right, get a salary set up the first of the month. What do you actually need to live? Send yourself that, because I guarantee you, well, you might think you can use more on the good months because you get to enjoy it. You're like, well, I've earned it. I deserve a bonus. It will see you well in the bad months, because like I said, when it comes to making business decisions as well, and like entrepreneurship, like it's all about risk. I've realized in business is literally just all risk. Who's willing to take the most risks, most calculated risks, is the person that's genuinely willing to go the furthest. However, you're only really going to make calculated risks when you're in a place of financial security or you're desperate. But if someone's sitting in their business and they need to take a risk and they're stressed about the financial situation in their business because they've not been paying themselves appropriately or anything like that, you're never going to be able to take your business to the next level. So it's just about understanding, right, cool, my business may make this. I actually only deserve this of the business. You know what I mean? I always say, never ever take more than half of your business income to yourself, unless it's your business isn't doing well enough and you need to live off more. In a general case, I would always be looking between maximum two-thirds of your business income is actually only going to you personally. The rest of you are sitting in the business, getting invested back in the business, being saved for bad months and good months, but just making sure that the vast majority has been left. So when you get those bad months, it's, you know what I mean? You're not going to get that kind of mental stress that comes with it. But it's easier said than done as well. Like, I know a lot of people really struggle with that, and we have to sit down and speak that a lot with clients. It's just getting used to it, understanding that money's not theirs, it's the business's. Although it comes down to just being strict with yourself, and the best way to do it is sit down. How much do I need a year? I need 25K. Cool. Divide that by 12. That's how much you pay yourself, and that's how much you personally live off. We don't care if your business makes triple that. You've set £25,000 in yourself. At the end of the year, if your business has been done really well, you can sit down and do a performance review. I'm getting a 25% pay increase, whatever it may be based on your business. But be strict to yourself, because you will thank yourself in the long run when you've got loads saved, when you know if you have a month that everything goes to pop, you've got loads of money sitting there. So the best way to kind of stop you from being stressed is preparation. It's to stop it happening in the first place.
One of my favorite phrases from one of my long-term coaches and good friends of mine was preparing to fail is no failure to failure to prepare is preparing to fail. Is that right?
Yeah. Worst case scenario planning all the time. I'm always worst case scenario. Every time I sit to my client, I go, what's the worst case scenario? Especially when we're looking at business income. I go, what can we not allow this to go beyond? What's the least amount we can do to sustain your life and for you to live as comfortable? What's the least amount you need to be earning? Right, cool. We know that's where we don't want it to get to. If we get anywhere close to that, something needs to happen. A lot of people are scared to look at that. It's just a lot of people are scared to look at their transactions and their bank account, but you prepare for it, you feel a lot better, And at least you know your kind of like worst case scenario. Because every single thing that I've got in my businesses, financially, etc., I know the worst case scenario. I know where it needs to go. I know the worst, like, what's the worst that can go to. I know that. But you need to be able to plan for it.
Yeah. Okay. So say let's go to a starting point. So let's say, for example, someone's just starting out. They potentially don't have a lot of money. Because I reckon a lot of people who are on the other side of the spectrum, I've most likely got people like yourselves in their corner who are advising them, giving them the bit of advice. You know, typically people have an advisor of some form. So say, for example, you've got someone who's just starting out in a business. They don't have an awful lot of money. And, you know, maybe they've got a part-time job, or, you know, maybe they've got other jobs or whatever, but they're wanting to start out. They're initially starting their business and they want to make the best decisions possible with their finances. What advice would you then give to them? Because obviously their income's not going to be up to where they can split 50-50 or anything like that.
Well, in that situation, you just need to deal with it as is. And this is where sometimes I'll need to sit down with someone and say, is it the right time to start a business? Mm-hmm. And I know everyone like, oh, wait, I want to start up. I need to start, but now is the time, etc. But we also need to think realistically. We are in a cost of living crisis. Things are extremely expensive just now. You, especially if you're working the service-based industry, we need to remember you sell luxuries. Luxuries, what I mean by that is, when money is tight, luxuries are the first things to go. Necessities need to stay. Necessities, rent, council tax, all those things. Like, those are stuck. Doesn't matter how skint you are, you need to pay them. So you need to think of the service you're offering as if it's a luxury. You need to make sure that your full-time gig or your part-time gig covers your lifestyle, because you're putting a massive amount of risk in yourself. And I suppose the best advice I can give you is ultimately, like, yeah, in that situation, you may need to spend most of your self-employment income. It's just a fact, you will. But I suppose, once again, it comes to preparation. Would I sit down with someone, and I love taking risks and entrepreneurial as the next person, but sometimes you need to sit down and go, right now is maybe not the time. If you are struggling for finances, I get it, you're going to set it up, but you should maybe get yourself something that's actually going to confirm money. Because if you start taking time away from yourself and time away to do self-employment stuff, that's not guaranteed to make you any income. That time could have been spent on something that's going to get guaranteed income, like another part-time job or a contracted job or whatever it may be. Like, self-employment is a big risk and it could make you money, but it's not guaranteed. So it's once again, it's preparation. It's sitting and going, is now the right time for me to start this? Do I have the hours, or are these extra 15 hours a week better going towards an actual job that's going to pay me money so that I can survive? And once you're in a position where, right, my jobs cover my lifestyle, and if I earn for coaching, it's a bonus. It's fun money, as we call it. Perfect. Now start it. You know what I mean? But if you're starting a business based on, like, panic, if you're starting a business based on, like, I need this, I need to happen, I need this to make this work. You know what I mean? Once again, if you're in that situation, are you going to take the right risks? Are you going to make the right decisions? Probably not. Be quiet, because you're desperate. You're making results, you're making decisions based on desperation. When you go into a business, you have to understand that things are going to cost money. Sometimes you may need to throw £1,000 at something that you'll maybe not see a benefit for another 12 months. Sometimes you might throw even more at stuff that you're not going to see. I mean, I owned the gym and had to throw thousands at things. Understand that I'm not going to see any of that back for a couple of years. So, but I need to make sure everything else behind me covered that, so that I could, that was fine. It didn't cause any issue. I'm not desperate on getting it back. So it's preparation is basically the main thing as well. But is it now the right time to set up a business? I suppose, in my opinion, make sure you're covered financially in your normal life first before you go and do something like that. However, like I said, it is up to everybody. It's your own choice if you want to do it. But I just don't think making business decisions based on desperation is a good idea.
Yeah, I think, in my personal opinion, I couldn't agree more with that. I think I actually did a podcast episode on this just the other day, talking about doing anything from a place of peace or a place of panic. Your reactions, you're going to be in a responsive state rather than a reactive one. You're going to be thinking more clearly rather than thinking about doing whatever it takes to get things to work. And as much as I think that, you know, you get the what, you're always going to get the one in a million where that works, from pure force. But the reality is that then healthy or actually what you want? Or are you just doing something through, again, desperation? And then you're not only then in a job that you don't actually want to do because you've started the business, it's not actually what you wanted to do essentially, it's maybe just being a business because you want to live that, make more money but not work for someone else type thing. But you then have a business, you're not working for someone else, you're working for yourself, you've got to make all the decisions, because I did that in the past, and then I was stuck in a job that I didn't like, and it was my own fault.
Yeah, well, it's like when you set up a business, you've got a vision for the business. I want to be doing this. I want to be working with this client, and I want to be doing this product, right? You've got a vision of what you want to be working towards. Now, throw in the desperation, like you say, that I need to make money. It's no longer going to be about I want to work with this client. I'm like, I'm going to take any client, or I'm going to sell any product. You're like, do you really want to start your business off totally just like ripping up the playbook that you had already planned? Because that's what you're going to end up doing. Whereas if you go in not having the stress of finances, it's then about, well, I'm going to offer this, and I may need to wait a couple of months until I get clients, but I'm going to enjoy it because I'm going to get the clients I want to work with. I'm going to sell the product I want to sell. So once again, it's like, what's the point of starting a business if you're then just going to completely rip up the playbook, what you wanted to sell or what you wanted to do, just because desperation for money? Wait until you're in a position where you don't need to make that, like, you need to like make that sacrifice, and then you'll probably enjoy doing your business more. Because I say this all the time, I would much rather be in an employed job I hated than a self-employed job I hated. Right now, I love my self-employed jobs, and I never want to go back to being employed again. Touch wood. However, if you gave me the opportunity, or gave me the choice of an employed job I hated or self-employed, I'd take employed every day of the week. Because if you hate your job, you're doing self-employed, it's probably just going to crumble. You know what I mean? Yep. At least you're guaranteed an income being employed.
Yeah, that's it. Because when my first business, so I'm on business number 3 now, all of which have been successful. 2 of them are still run now. But one of them, my first ever business was dog grooming. I was a mobile dog groomer. And it was a very successful job because everyone, like, well, there's loads of money in the pet industry. Loads of money in the pet industry. And people will pay a ridiculous amount for their dogs. And it was a mobile business, so my overheads were low, like, because the van was paid off, everything like that. You know, it was all fully kitted out. I just had to make sure that it was MOT'd, all of that stuff, all the usual stuff for a vehicle anyway. Yeah. Lowered my overheads even more when I then removed my car and just used my van as my vehicle for a couple of years, not for long, because that slowly lost its luxury, like, the cons well outweighed the pros. And it was very successful. I had it for 5-6 years, but it was I think I was only actually happy in that job for about the first year and a half. Mm-hmm. And it was only because I was self-employed. I wasn't working for someone else. And then slowly but surely that weighed on
that wears off.
Because like you say, like, I had the income coming in. I didn't have a lot, like, I was in a very good place, could have been in a very good position for anything else, quite easily, but I didn't enjoy the job. And because I didn't enjoy the job, that reflected in, I mean, I didn't really reflect my standards because I'm a bit of a perfectionist, but it reflected in the efforts I put into, like, it could have flourished. Like, I could have had shops, I could have had extra vans on the road, I could have employed other people, but I had no desire, none.
It's like that as well. It's like, you remember when you're on a business, you're the marketer, you're the salesman, you are your service provider, you are everything. You hate that thing, you're not going to market properly, you're not going to sell properly, you're not going to do this properly. So once again, you're probably better beneficial, more financially better off being employed, because at least you get a yearly wage rise with that. You know what I mean? If you want a wage rise for being self-employed, you better get to work and do more work.
Yeah, literally. Exactly. Yeah, and I do see it quite a lot. And this was, so in regards to, obviously, going back to the sort of financial stresses of that, do you think as a whole at this point it is because I'm going back onto the sort of cost of life. So I'm going even further down the ladder of someone who is potentially not even started yet, someone who's thinking about starting a business, you know, they're wanting to jump on that ladder. Would you say that now is potentially not the right time for starting businesses, or do you think it's a good, just as good a time as any?
No, definitely not. I'd say definitely is now is the time to start a business, because if you start a crisis, if you start a business during a financial crisis and it works, imagine what it's going to do when it comes out it and the business and the world has got money. You know what I mean? People will start to start businesses when the market's back to normal and things might be more normally priced if things happened, inflation's dropped, interest rates, and people have started going spare cash again, just like COVID, and will start investing in businesses. Do you really want to be at the start of that process, having to work at your market and work at your processes, working at your business? No, you want to be established at that point where people know you and have now got money going, oh, I want to go down that business. It's just take a bit more thought into doing it before you do it. So not to say don't start your business. If your business doesn't cost you any money, that's fantastic. But if you are really struggling on the breadline just now, and you've got more hours, probably better putting hand towards something that's actually going to put food on the table. But definitely, no, I'd say now is the time to start a business, because if you can make it work now, imagine what it's going to do, obviously, once, like, I would say pre-COVID times, right? In the fitness industry, you probably realized, you would experience as well. Well, COVID was terrible for people with their jobs. COVID was the best thing to ever happen to the fitness industry, the best thing by a country mile. Everyone was had loads of money. No one had anything to spend it on. Couldn't No point in buying clothes. Nobody was going on holidays. They just spent money on their well-being. And it was unbelievable, the spike. And that's what blew the fitness industry, the coaching industry up, was COVID. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, last year and a bit has maybe not been as great because people have come out of COVID. People are now getting paid less, cost of living. But that's like the economy goes in what's one word for you? Goes in circles, you know what I mean? It's going to come back. It's going to come back to where it was, where things are going to be a cheaper phase. And you want to make sure your business is primed at that point. You don't want to just be starting, because everyone else is going to be starting a business then. You know what I mean? That's when the government's going to encourage businesses to start running. So there's going to be new shops opening up, new things opening up. But you want to be established by that point, if you can be. So when you say no, don't start a business, just make sure that your personal situation suits it.
Okay, so let's then dive into. I know this is something that people have asked me a few times in regards to being stressed about money. Do you, and I'm sure that you do, because I'm sure I've seen this on your social media. Do you have any sort of like trackers or things that you could advise on for people setting themselves up better financially? So in regards to budgeting for businesses, budgeting for themselves, budgeting for savings, is this something that you can help with, or any tips you can give on how someone can do it?
Right, yeah. So there's loads there. I mean, the main thing first is the way you want to kind of run your finances. The first thing I should always say is always face everything head on. And what I mean by facing everything head on is, a lot of people want to get into business, you can talk about the best budget tracker, the best spreadsheet, the best that. Just make sure that you're constantly looking at your business finances. You're aware of your ins and outs. We've got a budget tracker that everyone can download. If you go on Coach Accounts or Instagram and you just click in the link in our bio, we've got a free budget tracker that everyone can download. It's a spreadsheet that's coded and it does everything for you. Fantastic. But you didn't know that everyone needs that. It's more about making sure that you've got a personal budget in place and a business budget, and you know every single thing that's going on. The number one cause of financial stress is digging your head in the sand. It's digging your head in the sand and no one to look at it, and then and going, oh no, this is bad, this is really bad. And when you look at it and you go, that's not actually that bad. You actually go, nah, it's not that bad. It's not an issue whatsoever. So with that in mind, like I said, what I would say is always be reflecting on your financial position, because that's actually what's going to put your mind at ease by looking at going, oh, business budget isn't that bad, or I can just pull back in this, or I could just do that. So it's more about your actions, about just making sure that you're constantly being aware of how much money's coming in and out, constantly being super anal with it. And that's ultimately actually going to make more of a difference than any tracker or any bit of advice you get is. Like I said, once you can control your budgets, apart from the necessities in life like tax and rent and stuff, you get to control your budgets. Just make sure you're aware of them all the time. Because the amount of times I hear people stressed about their money, oh, this, that, and the next thing. And then when you look at it, it's like, why are we stressed? It's not that much an issue. Like, oh, that's not actually as bad as I thought it was. You know what I mean?
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah, that was me back in the day. Everything that you just said there, that sounded very much like me a few years ago. So yeah, I can definitely see that as being something that would be, Fairly common. So you, where did you say that they can get the tracker?
So if they go on our Instagram at Coach Accounts, at Coach Accounts, and go on the link in our bio, the links thing, there'll be a free budget tracker there. It's coded, it does everything for you, it gives you graphs, well, you just need to put the info in, it gives you graphs and details of how your spending is, etc. And it's very, like I say, it's really good. It's completely free, you don't have to pay for it or anything like that.
Amazing, amazing. Well, honestly, I think, to be honest, that has been an absolute nutshell, because I feel like we've covered a lot of the grounds that most people have approached me in regards to their finances. Because it's like you say, I think when it comes to what we said back at the start, when it comes to finances, it's a bit like a person's health. If you dig your head in the sand with it, it's always going to be stressful. It's the same with anything. If you find something difficult and you don't handle it, you're always going to find it difficult. It's just about putting your adult pants on,
yep,
having a little look, and either actively seeking advice if it's something that you're not that clued up on. Is this something that you actually do? Because you will coach through this, won't you?
Yeah. We do coaching, obviously, as part of like our, because obviously we're an accountancy firm, so basically the vast majority of our work is obviously accounts-based, bookkeeping-based, basic tax advice, etc. However, as part of it, obviously, we do monthly calls with our clients. So we do sit down and go over the financial positions, personal budgets, business budgets. And we'll sit down and break it down for them and make it easier and help them budget and help them plan, etc. So it's something we sit down with them, make sure, obviously, because we've got like financial advisors that work with us, we've got mortgage advisors, etc. So we've got a team of people that basically will all sit down and kind of come up with the best approach for that client. And I'll be Alex Kibbe, it's our job. Well, that's to save you tax. It is also to provide you financial peace of mind. Like, that peace of mind is the main thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, yeah. So either actively seeking out people like yourselves so that they can then make the, you know, if it's something that they're not that clued up on, because that's the thing, is that when it comes to finances, it's sometimes not always down to them digging their head. Sometimes it's down to the fact that it's either they've come from a background where money's never really been a thought process, or, you know, they've never had it, so they believe that they should never have it, and all of these things that go on in the background. But so the reality is, because it's not something that they've ever been taught, they don't know what to do with it when they, even if they do have it, and they end up splashing it, or like you say, like just £200 there, £100 there, rather than actually thinking about the long game and how to set themselves up better long term. So yeah, I think we've kind of covered the majority of what I was looking for. So I'm extremely grateful for your time. Do you want to let everyone know where they can find you if they do want some advice? I know you mentioned obviously the Instagram page, but if there's any other way that people can look up for the coach, accounts, yourself.
Yeah, so you can get in touch. We've got a website, coachaccounts.com. It's a team of three of us. Most of our content and our easiest way of contact us is on Instagram. It's just, we've always worked on Instagram. It's nice and easy. We can book in a free call with us if you want to help. We offer a free complimentary 40-minute call where essentially, obviously, we want to see if you come work with us, but we can give you some help as well on that call. We've got loads of resources as well. We've got a free 60-minute webinar that anyone can download to help you set your business up on how to set your business up. But Instagram at Coach Accounts is where you can get us, or you can just go on coachaccounts.com. If you want to go to our website, pretty much all the same information is on there as well.
Absolutely amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time. And guys, I will catch you all in the next episode.